T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And nobody has covered him longer and knows him better than the Inquirer beat reporter, the great Jeff McClain. Mm-hmm. So he's going to help me to understand stuff so I can ask the right questions when Howie comes on. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Angelo.
All right, Jeff, let me start with this. All right, I need your interpretation of this comment yesterday from Howie Roseman.
Obviously, the elephant in the room is Alshon.
All right, what is the elephant in the room? What is he referring to there, Jeff?
I guess he's referring to what we've been talking about for quite a while. That Alshon, whether Howie is agreeing to what has been said or not, certainly he knows it's out there that that there's a perception that Alshon and doesn't get along with Carson Wentz, that he's been the guy who's been speaking to a certain ESPN reporter and anonymously and disparaging the quarterback and the offense for now the last 2 years, and which had been reported by your esteemed longtime radio personality.
Oh, that would be Howard Eskin. You're keeping track of him. That's the way I read it too, Jeff. But now I'm trying to interpret where the two sides are. I'm thinking that Alshon Jeffrey right now is very contrite about what he did and would like another opportunity. Am I reading that right, you think?
That's what Howie is saying. I haven't spoken to Alshon. I haven't spoken to him since October. So, right. Are you asking me what this means? I think that Howie's trying to trade him. I mean, I think that's more than anything what's happening here.
Okay, so he's just trying to get something in return for a really bad contract.
Right.
Okay,
and
but
he can't, he's got to make it seem that he's keep bringing him back.
All right, but you still don't think then if there is no offer, which is more likely than that there is an offer, that they will not keep Alshon?
I think it's unlikely.
Okay.
I think there's probably a chance. Again, a lot of it could depend upon what happens in the draft. Maybe they're going to wait and see what they get. Things may not fall the way they intend them to fall. I doubt they're going to get a receiver at some point. And we have to see the way the rest of the free agency goes. But, I still feel like it's unlikely that Alshon will be back.
Okay, let me get to the other big name that we've been tossing around the last couple of weeks, Malcolm Jenkins. I was really surprised that Howie openly questioned whether Malcolm could stay healthy at 32 when all of his other defensive backs dropped like flies over the past 2 years. Were you amazed that he used the injury explanation as one reason to get rid of Malcolm?
Certainly. I guess the only explanation for that was that he, after Malcolm has played, he's only missed 91 snaps out of, I think almost 7,000 during his 6 seasons with the Eagles. I think only 2 were because of injury. That seems like a stretch to me, but maybe they believe that, he's wearing down and maybe, by year 2, he wouldn't be able, he wouldn't be the same player he was beforehand. But I mean, geez, I'm not betting against Malcolm Jenkins in terms of being healthy and keeping himself at top shape to be able to play all 16 games.
All right, Jeff, here's the other thing now. Every move that made, I keep thinking about what you've been writing. It sure sounds like there's a loud voice in that personnel office, and the voice is Jim Schwartz. Over and over again, these guys they added all had connections to Schwartz. Are you thinking he's behind most of the free agent moves?
I mean, I'm not thinking it. I mean, I've reported it before. I did a long story about, you know, Jim's influence with Howie. I mean, Jim's probably the loudest voice in terms of when it comes to defensive personnel in that room. And I think Howie spends a lot more time listening to him than anybody. Now, that certainly makes sense to an extent, but you have to rely on your personnel staff, your very large personnel staff that have scouted these players for a long time, whether it be in the draft or whether it be in free agency. Now, certainly Jim knows players, and that's what we've seen now over the last several years since he's been here, is that they keep bringing in guys that have some sort of connection to Jim. The hit rate on those ones previously hasn't been entirely great. Nigel Bradham was a good decision.
He was solid.
Nigel was a good signing. Leodis McKelvin, Ronald Brooks, these were not. And then, there, you know, of course, I know of other decisions they've made. I've reported other decisions that they've made. They chose Zach Brown over Jamie Collins because of Jim last offseason.
Terrible.
They, you know,
Chris Long, right?
Long. That's a Jim Schwartz thing. They even tried again in season to bring Chris Long back, and Jim basically ixnayed that as well. So, and then now, of course, we're seeing them bring in Darius Slay, who's certainly accomplished player, a very good player. I'm not saying that's not a good signing. Or not, but it does, you know, speak to Jim's influence with Howie Roseman, and the same could be said of Nickel Dobie Coleman, who also played for Jim.
But this is what I'm really struggling with here, Jeff. I know they love Wentz. They haven't done a damn thing for Wentz this offseason. They didn't get him any players in free agency, and at the moment, the guy is still on the team that we think was bad mouthing him behind his back. If I'm Carson Wentz right now, I'm going, hello? Remember me? I'm your franchise quarterback?
When the draft comes around, this narrative will change.
Yeah.
They're getting receivers. And again, there's still time for them to make a move here or there. I think what happened, and Howie was, I think, pretty frank about this, was that they didn't forecast the wide receiver market being as low as it was in terms of the salaries. And a lot of that had to do with what the players thought they would originally get. We're talking about Robbie Anderson and Rashard Perriman. I think there were two guys that they would conceivably have been interested in. And certainly when you saw the contracts that they ended up getting,
crazy.
I think Robbie Anderson got like 2 years, $20 million. Perriman got 1 year, $8 million. I mean, I think that's typically deals that deals would have done for those guys. But at the time, in free agency, I mean, they have to kind of say, okay, who are the guys that we're prioritizing, and we have to move fast now. And they pretty much spent, I mean, they only had so much money, and they spent their money on Javon Hargrave, and they spent it on Darius Slay, and then they spent it on a bunch of other, you know, lesser guys. But at that point, those receivers hadn't signed yet. And look, I think, you know, is there maybe one guy that you thought they could have had on the offensive side of the ball this offseason? Sure. But I think overall, and I kind of agree with him here, there weren't really many attractive options in free agency this year. And maybe a trade is still possible, if that's what you're thinking. But free agency, aside from maybe Robbie Anderson, I don't know who else I would have made a deal for.
All right, but Jeff, here's why. Now you tell me, all right, we're going to take care of that in the draft. Howie's record of draft to wide receivers is not great. And why would I have confidence that all of a sudden he's going to do it? Is this draft idiot-proof for wide receivers?
Hey, no. I mean, you're absolutely correct. That's a fair point to make, and I've made it myself. Everyone keeps talking about this draft being as deep at wide receiver as it was in 2014. And you were talking about Mike Evans and Odell Beckham and Brandon Cooks and Allen Robinson, but there were some misses in there too. Eagles got Josh Huff in the third round, in case you guys don't recall. But there were some misses even in the second rounds and players who turn out to be good players like Jordan Matthews, but not great players. And they need to get a great player in this draft. So this isn't, you know, a foregone conclusion that they're going to automatically come out with a stud in this draft. And that puts a lot of pressure on the personnel staff. And then, of course, Howie Roseman. I should point out, I didn't mention, when we're talking about wide receiver, listeners are probably saying, well, you didn't mention DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs. And that's a fair point to make as well. Howie explained the reason for them perhaps not being in on DeAndre Hopkins. And it certainly in some ways passed the smell test with the Texans were asking for from the Eagles, probably, you know, it sounds like it wasn't exactly what they were asking for from the Cards, and that's why the Cards deal maybe on the surface doesn't look very appealing for the Texans. Maybe they were asking more for the Eagles, and then of course you're talking about the contract situation. Now, I don't buy the whole contract situation thing. I mean, you know, I understand that maybe some players on the roster wouldn't have been particularly pleased about, you know, him coming in and getting a new deal, you know, with 3 years left on his contract. But we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins. The Tigers want to win Super Bowls. You automatically, with one push of the button, stop pretty much a problem that has been there for many years with the Eagles at the wide receiver position.
I got one more, Jeff, because I know you put a lot of time into everything that you do, including analyzing the draft, which, by the way, will go on as scheduled in the NFL. Last year, second round, right? Did you have Whiteside rated higher than McLaren and Metcalf? Where did you have them?
No, I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I really, that's not my expertise.
Right.
But reporting is, and I'll tell you, I mean, I reported this in January, that there was division as to in that room amongst the decision makers as to whether to pick J.J. Arcega-Whiteside or not. There was people that were going to push the button on Parrish Campbell, and there's people that wanted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And somehow J.J. Arcega-Whiteside won out. And that to me speaks to some sort of, deficient, system that they have in terms of the draft. There has to be a uniform, way of picking players, and it didn't happen in that case. And with Metcalf, this is the, you know, ancillary part of the story is that he was not on their board in the second round because of medical concern. He had been kind of flagged by the medical staff, and while he wasn't completely off their draft board, he would, you know, he ended up going late in the second round. The Eagles probably maybe would have gone with him maybe in, you know, the third day of the draft. But that's why he wasn't there on their draft board at that point.
Was he injured at all this year? I said, was he injured at all this year?
Nope, not injured at all.
So.
Nope.
Yeah, I think talent-wise.
Everybody
think
on the Eagles was.
I know there were evaluators that had him rated higher than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and had him pretty much almost with a first-round grade, but the medical staff waived him.
Amazing stuff. Jeff, can't wait to see how it all plays out in the next few weeks. You do an awesome job over at TheEquirer.com. Read them every day. Jeff, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Jeff McClain with some great insights.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.